you're going to do is bring him in, get kind of a quick introduction, get you guys talking a little bit. He's a software engineer, so you guys probably have a lot to, you know, brain about at lunch, but let's talk about the results of what you guys have
created.
We
have to keep it in English now.
Yeah. No bits and bytes. I'm having enough trouble talking. Hey, Keith, what's happening?
Hey there.
Where are you from, Keith?
I am from Lincoln Park, New Jersey.
Where did you get that accent?
This is my thick New Jersey accent.
That's awesome,
really?
Dude. I want to buy me one of those.
Yeah, I'm from Australia and England originally, and Malta.
Oh,
Maltese,
cool.
By blood.
Yep. Well, we have Tyson Wise. He's the owner of 4Flight. So I've got you guys together on the radio today. He's obviously very high on this capability. Now, you own, you created Pilot Edge, right?
I did.
What is that?
It is an online network that lets pilots fly with other pilots and ATC in a single virtual airspace.
And how do you believe that benefits? Now, these are student pilots or actual pilots or people that want to become pilots?
These are everybody. These are student pilots who are terrified of talking on the radio. And I've been listening to you guys talking for the past few minutes. And as you can see, even more experienced pilots who are certificated are still nervous about talking on the radio. So it's everyone you just mentioned. It's student pilots, instrument students, rated pilots who are looking to become more proficient and stay sharp. It's also for sim enthusiasts or people who've lost their medical. So people who are using sims who aren't actively going to go and fly, but they're looking for a much higher fidelity simulation experience. It's for them as well.
What motivated you to design this?
Let's see. Are you guys still on break, or are we actually going now?
We've got 3 minutes to go to break. I'm just wondering if television has gotten that bad.
Gotcha. Sorry.
This is no small task, right? I mean, this is quite a process to design something like this.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry, what were you asking? How did I build it, did you say?
Yeah, what motivated you to...
Oh, it motivated me. Okay, I see. I got you. I was using a free alternative to this, which on a good day works really well, but on many days doesn't work very well. And it still helped me with my private pilot training and really pretty much got me my instrument. And I did my instrument in 40.2 hours and just really blew through it. It was simple, whereas most people don't have that experience. So that's when I knew that these free networks... if more pilots use them, they would do better. But I tried for 7 years to get pilots to use those free networks and never got one to use it because they're hard to use and they've got some real problems. So I thought, okay, if I know what the real value is, but the market isn't ready to use the free one because it's got so many problems, why don't we build a commercial-grade one that fixes all the problems and bring that to the market? So I basically tested it in another environment, knew that it worked, it had value, but I just had to polish it up for the real-world pilot market, and that's why I launched Pilot Edge.
Well, you know, that is the greatest challenge with getting, additional ratings is the cost.
Absolutely.
You can get your helicopter private rating in 40 hours, but
nobody
it's
does.
Not going to happen, you know.
Right.
You're more like 65, yeah, 60,
right.
65, 70 hours.
Right.
There's just a lot of parts, you know what I mean? But,
right. And, you know, for my instrument, you know, I said I got it in 40.2. Of that, 25 of those were with safety pilots. I only did 15, I think, with an instructor, which is the legal minimum. So everything was legal minimum. And it wasn't by my choice. My instructor said, we're wasting time. You don't need me. He goes, just go build time with your friends, have them fly a safety pilot, shoot approaches, go do flights, and come back to me when you're getting close to finishing, and we'll finish off.
It was
ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, Keith, you are flying a Cessna, Piper. What type of airplane are you flying?
I fly a Lancair 360.
Okay, but that's not what you took your private license in, is it?
No, I took my private in a DA-40 back in 2003. I did about 100 hours in diamonds and then 100 hours in 172s.
Oh, boy,
here
we
go. In a 172.
Diamond. All right. Well, Tyson has got a DA-40, so we'll be right back to talk to him about his DA-40, and I'm sure you guys are going to have a lot in common on that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, so you're going to have to clarify. I'm a helicopter dude. DAs and diamonds, and it sounds expensive, and you guys are all smiling, so it must be something really cool.
A lot of fun.
It's nice.
Stay tuned, guys.
One third the price of a helicopter.
I'm going to put you on hold for one. Oh, well, you know what?
There you go.
It's half the quality.
Oh.
Just kidding. 713-212-5950. If you guys have a question, give us a buzz. We'll be right back with Tyson with ForeFlight, Keith Smith with Pilot Edge, and Dana with Anson Air.
Hey there. Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Let's continue this discussion. I'm very excited about this. I actually know there's a school at David Wayne Hooks that has actually incorporated Pilot Edge into their expensive flight simulator. And how easy is it for these schools to do that?
It depends on the equipment they're using, but it generally just involves hooking up their intercom into a laptop computer so that we can take audio from the intercom and send it to our network and vice versa, so that the ATC that people hear comes out of their laptop and gets put onto the intercom so both the pilot and co-pilot or pilot and instructor can hear it at the same time. So depending on the type of simulator you have, we have different adapters for plugging into the intercom. But that's really the tricky part, if you like, and the rest is pretty easy. Installation is probably about 20 minutes to half an hour for most units at this point.
Now, what does it cost to use this technology?
If you're a flight school, it's generally done by the hour, and the price varies depending on the equipment. But for people using it at home, the pricing is very straightforward. It's $19.95 a month. That's the base price, and that gives you unlimited usage. We think that's an incredibly affordable price for what it gives you. The one piece of feedback we did get was that there are people who do love it and they know it's affordable, but the fact is they really only can get onto their computer to practice flying maybe once a month, and they'll only fly for an hour or 2 hours, and so that $20 starts looking slightly less exciting because they're only using it for literally 1 hour in a month. So we introduced an hourly pricing model as well if people want to use it. So the $19.95 is literally unlimited. You could do thousands of clearances or thousands of hours in 1 month if you were very enthusiastic. But for those who fly less, there's the hourly model, which is $4.95 a month and $2 per hour on top of that.
But they're also going to find, Keith, as I know many of your customers have, that once they get involved with using this, it's so user-friendly, and it gives them so much real-time experience that what used to be 1 or 2 hours a month that they would practice is now like, you know what, this is fun, it's easy, I understand it, it's making me a better pilot. And now they start doing it 7 and 8 and 9 hours a month, and now that $19.95 is actually a very affordable considering what they're doing.
That's exactly what just happened to two people. Both of them swapped to hourly, thinking they weren't going to use it much. One guy ran up a $40 bill. The other guy ran up a $35 bill.
There you
and
go.
I said, can I go back to monthly? So they went back to the monthly after that.
Once you try the candy, you want some more candy.
Exactly. That's right. And it's not really just a matter of just saving money. I think it also saves time, too, because many is the time that I've had, say, a two-hour block or a 90-minute block. I can't do anything practical with a 90-minute block of time with an airplane in terms of door-to-door. You know, by the time I drive to the airport, get the plane out, pre-flight, go, come back, shut it down, lock everything up and drive home, I could do all that, but I'd never get the plane off the ground in 90 minutes. So with a sim, in a 90-minute block, I can be productive and doing real work for about 87 minutes of that 90-minute block. So sims are not just affordable, they're really time efficient as well. And we've got a lot of users who say, I own an airplane, I can afford to fly my airplane, I just don't have time to fly my airplane. And they use this as a proxy for that.
Simulators change the process that we use in training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the simulator also, like the Redbirds, well, any of the simulators, but you can shoot the ILS approach, and you can stop somewhere in the middle of the ILS approach, evaluate what you're doing, back the airplane up, reestablish the approach, maybe go missed approach, and immediately, in a matter of 2 or 3 keystrokes, put yourself 1 mile outside the final approach fix and do it all over again, which in an airplane would take you 20 minutes to do. In the simulator, it's taking you a couple microseconds. You know, it's beautiful.
Right, right. Now, I will say, I want to be upfront, that the specific behavior you just described doesn't work too well on our network.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, the simulator.
You're actually in the airplane, and you're communicating with Tiger. You're on final, and the tower goes, "Hey, what are you doing?
We need to back up."
Oh, I'm on pause. I'm on pause right now.
I
pushed the button.
Right. Yeah, you turn into a helicopter, and more importantly, what do you suggest I do with the two guys who are 3 miles and trail behind you for the same approach? You know, it becomes a little bit tricky when if people need to do those kinds of maneuvers. What we've found is that there's two styles of flight that are being done in a simulator. There's maneuvers training, where they're doing what you just described, where you're repositioning constantly, you're practicing fundamental skills, you know, how to shoot the ILS, how to interpret those instruments, the basic scan,
right.
those things, like maneuvers training. That's usually what the airlines call it, as maneuvers training, from what I understand. And then you have more of the end-to-end flights, or the in the airline world, it would be the loft ride or a low ride. Just think of it as an end-to-end flight. If you're doing a more of an end-to-end flight in the sim, that's when the ATC is most valuable. ATC in that first case would actually get in the way. If you were constantly repositioning and positioning 1 mile outside the final approach fix, you literally don't have time to even set that up with ATC, and I think the ATC would get in the way. That's my opinion. So when people are doing that kind of training in the sim, we actually recommend, believe it or not, that they just switch us off and not use us.
You have to use these tools intelligently. You don't use everything for all the time for everything.
Exactly.
And Keith's articulated it well. There are tasks, learning, there are scenarios. Not every scenario would involve ATC, not necessarily flight planning. So you break it down and use it in a smart way to build tasks up to a point inexpensively in a short amount of time, and then you can polish them in the real airplane in the real airspace.
Right. And now there is value in some of these scenarios. We have seen King Air Recurrent pilots. So these are not student pilots who are flying a single-engine piston for the first time in the sim. These are guys who are flying King Airs in the real world. They'll get in the sim, they'll do their maneuvers training, and they'll do just fine. Then the instructor sets them up for a full-on scenario with no emergencies, mind you. This is just a vanilla flight. And they start getting overwhelmed with the vectors. They were requesting vectors for example, the RNAV Runway 8 into Burbank over on the west coast there. And they flew the first approach, shot through the final approach course, and said that they were getting behind the airplane and needed to be re-vectored. So we did that. Then, for some reason, we needed to put them into a hold. I think there was a delay at the airport or something like that. Or the instructor told us, that's right, to put them into a hold. So we gave them their holding instructions, they read it back, and proceeded to completely flub it. And the feedback that we got afterwards via the instructor was the student was just amazed at how much extra workload there was once they had to start really talking with ATC. And they said that really just pushed them over the edge and ended up exposing some problems with their flying. So there's a new opportunity, I think, here to really test the skill set, which is very difficult to test in a simulator right now, especially when it comes to emergencies.
We're going to run out to a break, Keith. When we get back, we're going to play a short segment from one of the actual live events. And I think it had something to do with in-flight fire. So when we get back, let's listen to that.
All right.
You guys stay tuned.
19-4, 5-5 Mike. Long Beach Tower, Skyline 5-5 Mike, just outside of Beck Isle, it's 3-0.
Skyline 5-5 Mike, Long Beach Tower, wind calm, runway 3-0, cleared land.
Clear land, 3-0, 5-5 Mike.
Skyline 5-5 Mike, verify you were looking to do the mist on this one?
Affirmative, like the mist approach, 5-5 Mike.
Skyline 5-5 Mike, and that goes runway 3-0, cleared low approach, and report the mist.
Low approach, report the mist, 5-5 Mike. Tower 5-5 Mike, we're going to make this a full stop, smoke in the cockpit.
Tower 5-5 Mike, that's interesting, there's smoke in the trachon too, but probably for a different reason. The runway 3-0, cleared land.
Clear land 3-0, 5-5 Mike.
Piaggio 5-Echo Golf, call from the market, turn left heading 3-3-0, maintain 1,600 till established, cleared ILS, runway 3-0 approach.
3-3-0, 1,600 till established, cleared ILS, 3-0, Piaggio 1-5-Echo Golf.
Piaggio 5-Echo Golf, just be advised, we do have a Skyline that's got a possible emergency that may be disabled on the runway. You might need to plan to circle to either 2-5 left or 2-5 right, whichever is better for you.
Piaggio 5-Echo Golf, Roger, I can take 2-5 left if I need to.
Okay, thanks. Skyline 5-5 Mike, can you make the left at Golf?
Yeah, affirmative, we'll turn left at Golf, 5-5 Mike.
That's good.
Great scenario.
Yeah. So, I mean that's exactly what it sounds like when you're communicating with a tower. So that's an incredible technology. Now, let me ask you this, Keith. How come 4Flight cannot work with – how do you visualize 4Flight working with your technology?
We actually use it a lot today, believe it or not. Now that 4Flight is able to talk to sims through a whole bunch of different mechanisms, tons and tons of sim pilots are actually going nuts over 4Flight and are installing it. So we've already got people using it. They're using it to pull down preferred routes, which was one of the recent additions to 4Flight. So they'll pull down preferred routes. They'll see what they're likely to get because the routing that they get on Pilot Edge matches what they're going to get in the real world. So if 4Flight is pulling down real-world routes, then the two marry together very, very well. What I'd really love to see happen is the ability to file from 4Flight. So just like you can file with an FAA flight plan, it would be lovely to have an option for Pilot Edge users to be able to file with us. Because right now they construct their flight plan through 4Flight, but then they have to stop what they're doing, go to our website and file, or go to the pilot software and file separately. So the ability to pull from previously filed plans or take a new plan that they've generated in 4Flight and file would be really be able to have our icing on the cake there.
stop levitating, Tyson. he's like, yeah! No, I'm kidding. He's a pretty calm guy. He's screaming from the inside.
There you go, quietly.
Yeah, did you understand what he said?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we started integrating with simulation companies last year, a few things became obvious to us. One is, in order to complete the cycle of a flight, we've got to complete that flight plan filing aspect. And I think it's realistic to expect us to do something like that this year. You know, we've gotten into creating some open standards where, you know, we did this first thing with location services so you can get position on your aircraft. But the next logical thing is flight plan filing. Right? So whether that's directly into the Pilot Edge system, you know, that somebody can set up, you know, their credentials for, you know, those sorts of things are options, or tying directly into our servers to do that. That's something that we want to do because we want that flight simulation experience to be complete. In order to do that, you got to file it, get a flight plan, and get a flight, you know, get a briefing. And
so would this be, I mean, because you can file a flight plan with, you can file an IFR flight plan from DWATS. So this would be the same thing. You can actually file your flight plan.
You can do that in
with ATC, right?
You can do that in 4Flight today, and we send it to the FAA.
Oh, okay.
In this situation, we would just redirect that flight plan. Instead of sending it to the FAA, we would send it into the Pilot Edge computers and into the simulation environment. And then you'd get a confirmation back like you would from the FAA. And you might even get an automated clearance via text message back to your phone.
So that way Keith and his controllers can see your flight plan easily without you breaking the simulation and going to a computer.
That's awesome. What do you think about that, Keith?
Exactly. Yeah, that's really what I'd like too. That way we can look at that flight plan, laugh at it, ignore it, throw it away, and give them something
that's
else.
That's right.
Put some more smoke into the break now.
They file direct, and you give them a bunch of airways, right? So.
Yeah, we laugh loudly and give them airways. Right?
What do those smokes smell like, by the way?
How do they get a hold of you? How do they find your information? Is it online, pilotedge.com?
Pilotedge.com or pilotedge.net, and there's a 2-week free trial as well.
All right, and a 2-week free trial, so there it is. And it's $19.95 a month, right?
You got it.
I appreciate you tuning in with us today, and I'm very excited about this. I'm signing up. Terry needs practice. I'm going to pay it for him. I know he can't afford it. I feel sorry for him. Keith, appreciate your time, brother.
All right, thank you.